New Hampshire veterans who have been waiting more than 3 months for an appointment to see a specialist at the Manchester VA Medical Center now have the option to receive treatment from a non-VA physician. This comes a day after a nationwide audit of 731 VA healthcare facilities, including the VA Medical Center in Manchester. NHBR's digital journalist Brian Walston has been following the story, and he joins me now. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Brady.
So who is this policy shift directed toward?
Well, this morning I talked with Tammy Kruger. She's the director of the VA Medical Center in Manchester, and her staff is in the process of contacting 118 veterans who are on an electronic wait list of people who have been unable to see a VA physician in 90 days or less. Now, the VA hospitals and medical centers have always had the authority to arrange care for patients outside the veterans' health care network when demand is high, but they like to keep that out-of-network care to a minimum.
Okay, back to the audit for a moment. We learned that more than 57,000 American veterans have been waiting more than 90 days to see a doctor. What's the situation in this state?
Well, overall, we're doing pretty well here. I mean, and 98% of New Hampshire veterans are able to see a doctor in Manchester within 30 days, and that's better than a national average of 96%. A veteran who's seeking his or her first primary care appointment in New Hampshire can get in within 20 days in most cases, and that's 6 days longer than the VA's 14-day scheduling goal, but about on par with the national average. It's when we look at specialty care that we see that those numbers start to creep up. I mean, wait times for a specialist average about 38 days, and vets who need mental health treatment had to wait an average of 23 days for an initial appointment.
And that is not the first time that the mental health system has come under scrutiny at the Manchester VA.
That's right. A couple of years ago, the Manchester VA's former mental health administrator told a Senate committee that the center's staff was gaming the system, quote-unquote, to meet performance measures that were tied to executive pay and bonuses. You might remember that's what's got the VA in Phoenix in trouble recently.
And what's changed now? What does the VA in Manchester say today?
Well, Tammy Kruger told me that the mental health staffing has doubled since 2012 in Manchester. That's now about 60 people, and that department is still growing, she said. And she said the VA has taken several steps to improve its scheduling process, including creating some new standards for employees who are authorized to use the scheduling software, mandatory retraining, and regular audits of the work of schedulers. But she emphasized that there's always room for improvement and that they will continue to provide the best care they can for veterans. And after all, she said, they've earned it.
That's NHPR's Brian Walston. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.
You can find more of Brian's reporting on the VA in Manchester at nhpr.org.